In the beginning, my laptop and Claire's paintbrushes made us both somewhat reclusive, but I soon began to crave company. We started to go to the pub most evenings. Or rather, I did. Claire would come along maybe once or twice a week, but no more. She continued to work all day, painting and sculpting or arranging exhibitions, whilst I spent less and less time staring at the always blank screen. When I finally admitted to myself that the novel was worthless and abandoned it, lunchtime boozing sessions became once more a part of my daily routine. Claire was furious. She'd been convinced that my writing and village life would wean me from the booze. So we stopped speaking to each other, and then she left. She'd found someone else, she said. Someone more alive, more exciting in every way. A restaurant critic, if you can believe it. He was Swiss, apparently, but living and working over here.